Good morning with news on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. Due to the town of Buena Vista garbage and recycling staffing shortages and a brief truck breakdown, if your garbage is not picked up by the end of today, please make sure bins remain curbside by Monday, April 13th at 6 a.m. And this reminder, cast members from the Community Players production of Snow White will be at the Brewer Public Library for Story Hour today at 10:30. Mila Marks, who plays the role of Snow White in the Community Players production, will be at the Brewer Library along with other cast members, all in costume. The Story Hour will begin with Mila reading from the Snow White storybook to the children. She'll stop before the end as not to spoil the show for any of the kids who want to come to the show. The cast will then talk about their characters and what it's like to be in a production. There'll also be a time for arts and crafts where children can make something fun related to Snow White. Every child who attends Story Hour will receive a free ticket to the production. Turning to the state of Wisconsin, seeing hospital costs in Wisconsin are rising far faster than family paychecks. That according to a new report. Analysis from the University of Wisconsin Center for Research on the Wisconsin Economy finds hospital service costs have climbed nearly three times quicker than the state's median household income. The report also shows Wisconsin hospitals charge the fourth highest prices in the nation for family health insurance premiums. Researchers say greater price transparency could play a key role in slowing the growth of healthcare costs for patients in Wisconsin. Wisconsin adults are drinking less than they used to, according to new data. The report says just about 60% of adults in the state reported drinking alcohol, down more than 10 percentage points from Wisconsin's high point in 2005. Across the U.S., adult alcohol use has also fallen over the past decade, while interest in mocktails and other non-alcoholic drinks keeps growing. The study uses data from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. The number of those filing for unemployment for the first time are increasing across Wisconsin. That's according to the latest data from the U.S. Department of Labor. It shows that for the week ending March 28th, there were more than 4,400 first-time filings in the state of Wisconsin. That's more than 800 more filings compared to the week before. Nationally, the number of filings decreased compared to the week prior. A suspect who beat a man with household appliances at a Milwaukee hotel earlier this month has been charged. Police say 51-year-old David Tisser assaulted 64-year-old Steve Stegall on April 1st. Stegall's daughter, Sharonica McIntyre, told Fox 6 Milwaukee that Tisser forced himself into her father's room prior to the attack and severely beat him over the head with a microwave and refrigerator. A criminal complaint says Tisser then pushed Stegall down a stairway as he tried to leave. He suffered severe head injuries and a brain bleed that sent him into a coma prior to his death on Wednesday. Tisser has been charged with battery of an elderly person and now may see additional charges because of the death. Police in Wauwatosa arrested a Milwaukee man accused in a mail theft and money laundering scheme. Prosecutors say 29-year-old Mario Casey used a mail key to get into a mailbox in a parking lot of Wauwatosa City Hall multiple times. A criminal complaint says after a surveillance image showed a red car parked next to the mailbox during one of the thefts, officers staked out the location over the weekend to spot the car and catch Casey, who allegedly took checks out of the mail for months, stealing more than $100,000. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the Wisconsin Conservation Congress invite you to attend the annual Fish and Wildlife Spring Hearings held in your county Monday, coming up at 6 p.m., to learn about and provide input on resource management in the state of Wisconsin. DNR staff and WCC delegates will be on hand to discuss local issues of importance. John Clare locally is a member of the WCC.
Conservation Congress is a group that helps guide the DNR in changes to rules and regulations regarding the outdoors. And on that evening, on the 13th, in every one of 72 counties across the state of Wisconsin, there will be a Conservation Congress hearing. And what folks do at the hearing is, first of all, they get to hear from local members of the DNR, from, in our case, it'll be from forestry folks and from wildlife and fisheries folks and law enforcement folks about what's going on in the county and what's coming up in the future.
The WCC will also hold delegate elections at each meeting. Two of the five WCC seats will be up for election in each county.
Each county has five representatives that are elected each year. This year we have two positions that are up for election, a two-year and a three-year position. And if anybody would like to run, we encourage that. Anybody that's interested in the outdoors is welcome to show up at that meeting and run for one of those positions.
John Clare says citizen suggestions will also be accepted.
Any citizen can show up and propose a change. And if you're going to do that, I suggest that you look at the Conservation Congress website, because it has some things that you have to include and suggestions on how you write them. A couple of years ago, we had a resolution that was presented here in Richland County at the Conservation Congress meeting that became one of the rules, and that was that hunters that harvested a CWD-positive doe got a replacement tag that was good for either a buck or a doe. And that was a change that not only affects Richland County, but any of the CWD-positive counties in the area.
The Richland County Conservation Congress meeting will be held in person Monday night, April 13th at 6 p.m. in the first floor conference room of the Richland County Courthouse. For those who are unable to make Monday's meeting, an online opportunity for public input will also be available 6 p.m. Monday night through 6 p.m. Wednesday night, April 15th. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, DNR, will accept applications for the 2027 class of conservation wardens. They will accept those applications April 30th through May 14th. DNR conservation wardens are credentialed state law enforcement officers stationed statewide serving rural and urban communities. They enforce laws critical to the protection of fish and wildlife, the environment, state parks and forests, and outdoor recreation enthusiasts. Wardens also serve as ambassadors and educators, teaching the public about natural resources, outdoor safety, and environmental conservation. No prior law enforcement experience is required. Applicants will need to meet minimum requirements and possess skills and abilities involving communication, public service, and self-motivation. The DNR will hire approximately 14 full-time wardens who begin training in January 2027 or April 2027, depending upon experience level. A recorded webinar detailing the hiring process, training, and more will be available later in April. Several current DNR conservation wardens will also schedule open office hours to meet with interested individuals. The webinar and office hours will be listed on the website when available. Interested applicants can also sign up for email updates. Learn more about the career on the DNR's Warden Recruitment webpage.